It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
And coming to you from the Edge Studios, gain the edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and Giving the Edge Foundation. And let's take a look at your Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brett Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. And as heard right here at 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net, it was the Queen Anne's County Lions evening their record to 1-1 coming off the loss to Cambridge last week. They right the ship. They get it done 36-30, the final over Easton, who drops to 1-1 themselves after coming off a big win. I say big win by a margin aspect, that is, over Washington last week. A heck of a back and forth affair in Easton with a pair of touchdowns within 10 seconds late in the first half, from the final 10 seconds of the first half, that is. They get two touchdowns, but ultimately Queen Anne's comes back. Their running game wearing down Easton's defense, but again, Easton with a lot of penalties and mistakes, not helping themselves, leaving some points on the board. Both teams had a lot of penalties. Very sloppy today, over 160 yards of penalties, and a total of almost 20 penalties in the game. Kind of reminiscent of last night's Eagles-Falcons game on Thursday Night Football to kick off the 2018 NFL season. So Queen Anne's, though, 36-30, and the talk was, hey, this has got playoff implications. Well, really, every game does, but this is a two-way matchup especially, and we may look back at this game and say, well, this was the difference between this team getting in and that team not getting in. And next week, you know, Easton's got a big game as they take on Parkside, another team that has a matchup tomorrow against North Carolina. That's a huge two-way matchup. So already in week two, we're talking about playoff implications, but really in a 10-game season, every game counts. And that's the great part of high school football in the Bayside Conference, and Maryland high school football for that matter, as it pertains to the public schools. With the 10 games that you have, you got to make the most of it, and there's little time for mistakes. You get down 0-2, you're in a tough way. All right, other scores around the Bayside. Earlier today, Colonel Richardson, a 33-0 shutout of Snow Hill. Colonel evening their record to 1-1 after coming off a loss to J.M. Bennett last week. Snow Hill dropping to 0-2 on the season, and I think that's a team in Colonel that they still have a few guys left over from the last couple of years where they had a lot of success, but it is more of a rebuilding year, and they're taking it slowly, and we'll see. You know, if they end up this season with 3 or 4 wins, that would actually be a pretty good year with some of the big graduations that they've had. All right, Wicomico defeating Stephen Decatur by a score of 18-8. Wicomico getting back on the winning track after falling in a disappointing showing at North Carolina last week. Three different players with touchdowns in that one. Stephen Decatur with just a touchdown as they took a lead early. London Drummond had, I believe, a 76-yard touchdown run in that one, but that's all the scoring they would have in the game. Decatur, they fall to 1-1. Kent Island defeating J.M. Bennett 38-27. That may have been one of the best showings by a South team, especially on the road against a North team, maybe going back to that Kent Island victory over Wicomico in the playoffs in overtime. So even though Bennett loses, we talked about this being a litmus test game. Not bad to fall by essentially 10 points on the road and keep up with a Kent Island team that, yeah, granted, they've got some new players in there, but strong on the offensive defensive lines. That's a pretty good showing for Hugh Gibson. I know he wanted to get the win, but I would assume he feels pretty good about that one. Kent County, Kent Island improves to 2-0. Bennett drops to 1-1 on the season. Kent County, they improve to 1-1. They get their first win of the year, 20-6 victors over Washington, who drops to 0-2, a pair of 1A teams who almost are in, they came from different directions. I mean, Kent had a nice stretch of winning there under head coach Brendan Ireton. But they're in rebuilding mode right now. Washington seems to always be in rebuilding mode with the small numbers. So going to be a tough year for them. But Kent getting their first win. Cambridge South Dorchester on the road at non-conference pro Woodbridge out of Delaware's Henlopen Conference. And Cambridge falls by a score of 49-20. And that one, as we mentioned, tomorrow at noon, North Carolina on the road at Parkside. More to come here. It's Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
The Passport to Paradise contest is underway. You could win an all-inclusive vacation for two adults to the Barcelo, Bavaro Palace, and Punta Cana from Pam's Travel Biz. The only way to win is to pick up your Passport to Paradise song calendar and then keep listening. Pick up your calendar at Centerville Liquors in the Food Lion Shopping Plaza, Route 213 Centerville. For the full list of calendar pickup locations, go to forevermidshore.com.
Thanks for listening to 94.3 Winx FM. As you do, there are a few things you should know. First, should you call this station, you're giving us your permission to record and or air all or part of your call at our discretion. Second, this station from time to time runs various contests and giveaways, which have general and specific contest rules that address how to enter or participate, eligibility, entry deadlines, nature and value of prizes, how to win, the required paperwork to accept and receive the prize, and our right to publicize or broadcast your name, likeness, or voice without additional compensation to you, all of which you should be aware of. These rules can be viewed on our station website, forevermidshore.com. Some may be aired in part on our station or available by writing or visiting the station's studio address, 306 Port Street, Easton, Maryland, 21601. Once again, thanks for listening to 94.3 Winx FM and have a great day.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Student Athlete of the Year. We take pride in supporting our local youth, whether it's in the sports they play, their academics, or understanding the importance of financial literacy. At Queenstown Bank, we think of it as investing in our future. For more information on financial education or information about the products and services we offer, stop into any of our eight locations within Queen Anne's, Talbot, and Caroline counties. Queenstown Bank, proud supporter of our youth. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM.
All right, Mike Bradley back here live at the Edge Studios. Gain the Edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus East Inn and Suites. And just giving some quick analysis of the games tonight. Were there any upsets tonight? No, there weren't. Pretty much expected these games to go the way that they did. And in our game of the week here with Queen Anne's over Easton 36-30, I had Queen Anne's, but certainly would not have been surprised if Easton pulled off the victory and they had their chances to do so. And Easton, though, the one thing you got to say from an offensive standpoint, boy, what a quick hitting offense that they have. And O'Connor, their new sophomore quarterback, looks really, really good, and he's got a nice complement of receivers to throw to, guys like Thatcher Knox and Grant Copper. He's got some toys to play with, as they say, and that's an offense, again, that we know that can put up a lot of points. The question is, you know, how good can the defense be? Can they tackle better? And can they keep themselves out of a situation where a team like Queen Anne's is going to grind on them in the run game, maybe keep the other team's offense off the field for a period of time and wear that defense down? That's what they have to watch out for. And certainly when you miss tackles and allow the other team to extend drives, you can get worn down there as well. But a heck of a back-and-forth game. But no real surprises here whatsoever, except maybe J.M. Bennett. I mean, it was a litmus test game. The South has not afforded themselves well against the North, and they fall to Kent Island by 11. They had an early lead in this one, but I think we knew that Bennett could score points. The question was their defense, and that gave up 38 points. Kent Island, despite a freshman quarterback and a sophomore running back, they have a veteran offensive line, a pretty good defense, as always, and we saw tonight that they put up a lot of points. No surprise. And with Bennett, though, 27 points on Kent Island's defense, that's pretty impressive. Unless there were some second stringers in maybe at the end, I don't know, wasn't at the game. But nonetheless, I think a good showing for the Clippers. All right, we're back with more next. Don't go anywhere.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the Driver's Improvement or Point System Conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials, plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill for food, fun, and football.
WINX-FM, St. Michael's Easton, Maryland's only high school football show on game night, is Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM.
Matt, look out for that skunk!
I didn't even see that until you said something.
Here, try these.
What a difference. No glare.
That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an Optical Galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An Optical Galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 11:05 is the time. Let's talk about tomorrow. One final game on the slate for week number two as Parkside hosts North Carolina. North Carolina coming off a 35-8 victory over Wicomico at home in the rain last week. Parkside, they were victors over Kent County. I believe that score was 53 to nothing. I believe it was 53-0 was the final, although they had to play the rest of that game on Labor Day as compared to a Saturday or Sunday because of the lightning delay, suspended, and they ended up having to wait till Monday to play. I had heard Kent County was asking till Tuesday. So Parkside very lucky that they play North Carolina on a Saturday, so they have an extra day in there to accommodate something like having to finish the game on Monday. But still, you want to have as much time and preparation for a team like North Carolina as possible, and they lost that on Monday. So they had a little bit less time. You know, tomorrow, again, clearly mistakes are going to have to be kept to a minimum if you're Parkside. And you're going to have to win some battles at the line of scrimmage. You know North Carolina always has a solid defense. You know, offensively, while they don't return a ton of offensive linemen, they've got guys with experience there. They still have a bevy of really solid running backs, 3-4 different guys you could go to. And they've got a new quarterback this year, but the new bird, Cameron's brother, is maybe more athletic, actually, than Cameron was, who led his team to the playoffs back in 2015, I believe it was. So, they're not hurting there necessarily, and they don't ask the quarterback to win the game. They ask the quarterback to manage the game, although with Bird a couple of years ago, he did a pretty good job of throwing the football and at times catching the other team off guard when Coach McCormick would call some pass plays that you weren't expecting. But tomorrow, you'd still have to give the nod to North Carolina, but Parkside has a chance here to really step up and play themselves a game. And, with what J.M. Bennett did tonight, maybe tomorrow Parkside could show something as well. Ultimately, though, you want to win the games, and you need to win the games to make the playoffs, and that would go a long way towards that. We shall see. They do have the home field advantage, but it'll be a tough go tomorrow. But we'll see where Parkside stands against North Carolina in Salisbury County Stadium. Kickoff in that one at noon. All right, we'll take a timeout. We're back with more next. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton Inn, and Suites.
Squisito Pizza and Pasta Queenstown is the place to visit or call for mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salads, and sandwiches. You will fall in love with their authentic Italian dishes using family recipes with just the right touch of all the best and freshest ingredients. Monday is pizza day, so get your large cheese pizza for just $8.99. Pasta day is Tuesday. Buy one pasta entree, get the second for $4.99. Squisito Pizza and Pasta, opening Monday at the Queenstown Outlets. Here's what
what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Happy holidays, and thank you for another great year from Wade and all the staff at Hobbytown. Christmas is coming fast, and Hobbytown still has a large selection of gifts for all ages. Drones, planes, and helicopters. RC cars for everyone. Trains for under the tree. Hobbytown has what you need. That's Hobbytown, 106 Marlboro Avenue in Easton, 410-822-7800.
Back to more of Overtime Live, Maryland's only high school football sports show on game night, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, taking a look ahead at next week's schedule, and I've got this up here at Digital Sports at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm just going in order of the times here. We've got Colonel Richardson hosting Wicomico. That will be a great litmus test game, I should say, for the Colonels, but as you heard Dan Magnum say, look, this is a team that lost a lot of key players last year. They're learning. They're taking things, I think, slowly, and they're looking for incremental progress, and it may not always show up in the win-loss column. That will be a tough game for them. Wicomico looking to get their second win of the year in that one. Also at 6, you've got Stephen Decatur hosting Washington, a 3A versus a 1A in Decatur. Not a whole lot offensively tonight against Wicomico, just one touchdown, but they've got two pretty good running backs in London Drummond and Devin Waters, and I would expect Decatur in that game to get the victory as Washington in a tough way this year. At 6:30, we talked about it. Our game, Easton hosting Parkside. Easton looking to bounce back from tonight's loss, left some points on the field, but still offensively played a pretty darn good game. The defense wore down, but made some mistakes. They've got to clean those up, and they have to rebound. A big 2A matchup next week, and the same for Parkside. We'll see what happens for Parkside tomorrow, but again, predictions would be you think North Carolina would win it, and if indeed that holds true, well, Parkside's going to have to get a big 2A win, and they could do that next week against an impressive Easton squad, especially offensively. Also at 6:30 next week, North Carolina is hosting Cambridge South Dorchester, and Cambridge coming off the win against Queen Anne's, feeling good. They lost to Woodbridge tonight, but still Woodbridge is a heck of a program, and that's a good non-conference game to get you ready for a game like North Carolina. Now, I'm not sure their styles are exactly the same offensively. In fact, I don't believe they are, but nonetheless, you face some pretty darn good players at Woodbridge, so that is a good tune-up for Cambridge next week, but North Carolina gets that game at home. At 6:30 as well, you've got a battle of the Kents, Kent County hosting Kent Island, as Kent Island will look to go to 3-0 and try to start to pull away from the pack if possible, but of course, assuming North Carolina wins tomorrow, they're going to want to do the same in week three. Also at 6:30, J.M. Bennett hosting Nantua from the Eastern Shore of Virginia. And at 7, Queen Anne's County with a non-conference game on the road at Sussex Central High School. Another pretty darn good program out of the Henlopen. They play in the Henlopen North, actually. So that's a good non-conference game. Queen Anne's played them a couple of times over the last couple of years. I'm not sure they played last year, but I think they played the prior 2 years. I believe in 15 and 16, that is. And each team with a victory in that series. And then also at 7, Snow Hill on the road at Arcadia on the Eastern Shore of Virginia, looking for their first win of the season. All right, we're back with more. We'll go back over the Prent & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard next, right here. It's Overtime Live, presented by Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton & Suites, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
Win or lose, today is the day. It's time to go to work. All of us. We need to dig deep down, honing and perfecting.
Let's go.
Finding the edge, then not accepting it. Because life can come at you fast, but stay focused. Your power to shine is within. There's a champion in all of us. Each with a responsibility to give back, especially to those about to give up.
Let's go.
This is what we believe. Train, play, give. It's time to win the day. We are The Edge.
Gain the edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. This year's goal has been set to be last year's high of 52nd in the nation, so we're starting the top 50 sales drive. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough, Ford F-150 for just $21,995. Plus, all this month, Preston goes purple and you get a special pin to support substance abuse awareness. Don't miss the top 50 sales drive only at Preston Ford or online at PrestonFord.com.
Squisito Pizza and Pasta Queenstown is the place to visit or call for mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salads, and sandwiches. You will fall in love with their authentic Italian dishes using family recipes with just the right touch of all the best and freshest ingredients. Monday is pizza day, so get your large cheese pizza for just $8.99. Pasta day is Tuesday. Buy one pasta entree, get the second for $4.99. Squisito Pizza and Pasta, opening Monday at the Queenstown Outlets.
Overtime Live.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50. In Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Delmarva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
The games are over, the lights are off, and the crowds have gone home. But we are just getting started. It's time to analyze the games, hear from the coaches, and look ahead to next week in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
Well, actually, I think we've checked off a lot of that at this point now at 11:17. Wrap it up here, Overtime Live, week number two. Coming from the Edge Studios, Gain the Edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton Inn & Suites. One final look at your Pret & Boyd Therapy Associates. Your friends at Pret & Boyd Therapy, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. All right, in our Overtime Live, or I should say our Preston Ford Game of the Week presented by Best Western Plus, Easton Inn & Suites, our Overtime Live Game of the Week, it was Queen Anne's evening their record to 1-1. They defeat Easton, who drops to 1-1. Final score of that one, 36-30. Quite a back-and-forth affair. Earlier in the evening, Colonel Richardson, 33-0 victors over Snow Hill. Snow Hill dropping to 0-2, but Colonel evening their record at 1-1. Wicomico defeating Stephen Decatur, 18-8. Both teams now at 1-1 on the season as Wicomico gets their first win of the year. Kent Island, they improved to 2-0, the first 2-0 team of the season. 38-27 victors over J.M. Bennett, who drops to 1-1. Kent County defeating Washington 20-6. Kent County getting their first win of the year. Washington dropping to 0-2. Cambridge and a non-conference affair falling to Woodbridge by a score of 49-20. Woodbridge out of Delaware's Henlopen Conference of the South there. And tomorrow at noon, 1-0 North Carolina against 1-0 Parkside. So one of those two teams will join Kent Island as a 2-0 team. Next week, we're going to have a really good one. We'll have Easton hosting Parkside. The Roto-Rooter pregame show will be at 6:15. The Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff will be at 6:30. Look for my power poll, my what we learned, and my picks all there at sfmsports.net, but I'll link those to our Overtime Live Facebook page. Want to thank Mark Potter for a great job tonight on the play-by-play, and John Tomey, his first broadcast joining us here at Overtime Live, coming from Cambridge. We're glad to have him around these parts and with us throughout most of the year. I know he was in Indiana last week, but he ought to be with us, I think, the rest of the way through, and looking forward to having his continued analysis on the air with Mark. Have yourself a great and safe one. We've got country music to get into, and we will do that on the way, and we will talk to you next week again with the Roto-Rooter pregame show at 6:15, Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff at 6:30 as Easton hosts Parkside, a big 2A matchup. Look for scores from the North Carolina Parkside game on our Overtime Live Facebook page, and of course I'll talk to you after the game, well at halftime and then after the game next week right here on Overtime Live at 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.